Yes, good morning. This is Brother Marlon here. It's been quite some time since I've done the inspiration. It's been a quick 10 weeks. A lot of things have happened in those 10 weeks, but by God's grace, we're moving on. And don't know if many of you remember. I don't know how many of you have been listening. But 10 weeks ago, I did it would have been seven days on some of the things I had been walking through. My wife died in March, and I just shared some of the wonderful things God had been showing me, especially about just trusting God even in the rough times, and just looking to Him by faith, believing that He will take you through, and also looking to His grace that is it's pleasure and delight. The grace is what enables you to, God's grace is what enables you to walk through even the hardest of times with pleasure and delight because of God Himself. Mercy, I shared on mercy, how something we don't deserve, but God gives us mercy. And because of that mercy, we can be set free. And it's the same way with mercy. It's God's mercy that sets us free from our sin. And also, I had spoken about surrendering all to God, just giving everything up and allowing God to do what He wants in your lives. And then I had finished out a little bit with hearing from God, was one of them. And hearing from God and just waiting. And right at that time, I had was entering a very interesting phase of life. This would have been right towards the end of July there. God had been leading me for a season and directed me to a path of seeking another wife. And it would have been about 2 weeks after that got into life. The inspiration there, I actually proceeded to ask a girl, and for 6 weeks I hung in that agonizing, not knowing, and just kind of hung there. I had to wait 6 weeks for an answer, and something I had said towards the end of that towards the end of the time that I had been sharing was that I'd rather be walking with God and going through hardships than being outside the will of God and having it all easy. Well, that was an extreme step of faith. I to ask who I had asked there. She was a young girl that I had known quite well. She had been helping me out. It was a real blessing in my life. But to actually take the step of asking her, and her not knowing what the outcome would be. And after 6 weeks, she came, after the first 4 weeks of really being upset at me for asking her and really not liking me very well, God miraculously changed her heart, and she said yes. And now, by God's grace, we have, a couple weeks ago here, we have started a courtship, and I just wanted to bring this out and bring this forth to you. If any of you remember that teaching, the time I've talked about this, everything I had gone through there, if you're walking in something hard, to just continue pressing into God's heart, continue looking to God by faith, trusting Him, and never giving up. Yes, it was hard to wait those 6 weeks, but I wouldn't have wanted it any other way, because it was a real blessing. God taught me so many lessons. He taught me patience. He taught me He taught me how to give up, and it was a real blessing. And I just want to encourage each one of you. We all walk through hard times. Most of the time we have something in our mind that we're struggling with. I just want to encourage each one of you to keep pressing forward in God. stay in the Word of God, stay in prayer. It might not turn out the way you want it to turn out. This is one of those times where it turned out the way I wanted it to turn out. She said yes, and by God's grace, we have started a courtship. It's only His glory. Sometimes those things that you hope would be yes or an open door actually turn out to be a closed door and a no. And then you have to come back to God and just say, all right, well, I just want to trust You. I want to walk with You in a deeper way. I want to go on with You. I don't want to walk away. I want to serve You, God. I know You have my best in mind, and You're perfecting me to become more like Christ. So I just want to encourage each one of you, don't give up, even if it looks impossible. Look to God by faith, trusting His Father heart, His loving heart for you. If you truly are a child of God, then God does have your best in mind. If you're not a child of God, then He's going to, by God's grace and His faithfulness, He'll put you through hard times to show you who you are. So, that's my inspiration, my announcement, my joy. My heart is full of joy. I do have the rest of this week. I do want to share some of the things that God has been teaching me, has been showing me, trusting in Him, and I just want to rejoice and give God the glory and the honor that He deserves for bringing a situation out of the mud when I didn't think it was possible for her to give me a yes answer anymore. God began to bring that thing up out of the mud, and she gave me a yes to the beginning of a courtship. So a new day has come, a new phase has started in my life. I'm excited, and I'm looking to God to continue to guide me. Well, God bless you, and you have a wonderful day, and continue to look to God, continue to stay close to Him, continue to stay in His Word, and I trust and I believe and I know that God will come through in your life. God bless you.